American Media Show. I am Stacey Lynn Harp. My husband Randall is our co-host. Tonight, our guest is Chaplain Gordon James Klingenschmidt, and his website is prayinjesusname.org. Before the break, we were talking to Chaps about his testimony and how he became a chaplain and all of that stuff, and he just shared some really cool stuff. And now we're going to continue to talk, and he's going to share more cool stuff. So, Chaps, the floor is yours.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, when I left off, I just entered a hunger strike in front of the White House, and I went back to work, and you're right, those senior chaplains and those admirals were not happy to see me back at work. And so you might think about the Pharisees conspiring with Pontius Pilate to kill or crucify the young prophet, and that's what I felt like, was that they were conspiring behind the scenes to get back at me, because 6 weeks later, the chief of Navy chaplains, two-star admiral Lou Iacello, wrote a bad policy, and he persuaded the Secretary of the Navy to sign this bad policy, and the bad policy now made it mandatory for all Navy chaplains that you cannot pray in Jesus' name. The instruction was signed on 21 February 2006, Secretary of the Navy Instruction 1730.7C, and this policy specifically said that chaplains have to pray non-sectarian prayers, and that commanding officers